Blog Talk Radio.
Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lord God Almighty. We welcome you to the second meeting of our 2017 Tennessee Press Preparation Training. This is the AEN, the Apostolic Ecumenical Network, hosted and founded by Dr. Apostle Shaunette Houghton. As you are preparing for ordination, part of your process requires participation in these online weekly meetings, which various topics will be discussed and presented to you, and this training will continue through the August date of the 10th, the week before the conference. We want to make sure that you align yourself with this conference. Take the time off. That's on starting August 17th, which is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. August 17th through the 20th at the Hyatt Regency Deerfield, and that's located at 1750 Lake Cook Road in Deerfield, Illinois. We are going to start our meeting today with prayer by Dr. Elder Parker. Amen.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I do decree and declare that the Word of God has said, as we studied the Seder, that the Lord of God says he will bring us out, he has freed us, he has redeemed us, and he will take us as his people as we go forth in prayer. We thank you, Father God. We love you. We adore you. We honor you as our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer, our hope, our Sanctifier. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this hour, Lord God. We honor you for bringing us together, Lord God. We pray, oh Lord God, that we will lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets us, Lord God, and we will look unto you, Lord God, that we, Lord God, will choose to be sanctified and set apart, Lord God, that we will hear your voice and choose your calling, Lord God. We will accept, Lord God, being accepted by you as we are, Lord God, that you desire to bring us, Lord God, to appointed place at appointed time, Lord God, in appointed position. And we love you for it. We adore you. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for our overseer, Lord God, for her sacrifice, Lord God, for her laying aside, Lord God, and setting herself apart, Lord God, that she, Lord God, might bring us unto your throne this hour in the name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord God, for our apostle, Lord God, as they are on a pilgrimage, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for their safety, but as we know you will secure them, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you will manifest among them, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will be, Lord God, their ever presence, Lord God, that they will see your face, Lord God, and as they see your face, Lord God, our oneness with them, Lord God, will cause us to know you in the greater. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for our apostle ceiling, Lord God, that you have decreed and declared is our floor. In the name of Jesus, and we love you and we adore you for the manifesting of it. In the name of Jesus, we love you and we adore you. We thank you for this hour. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. That was Elder Dr. Arlette Parker. She is a part of your ordination committee. She establishes our consecration and our prayer focuses, along with Prophet Michael Henderson. I think it's important that you know the team that has come together to bring forth this preparatory training for you. And so we have Bishop Isaac, Bishop Dr. Isaac, and his role is for those who are going to be consecrated. And we'll talk about the difference between consecration, ordination, and licensing. And that is his role. That's what he covers. We have Pastor Hooks, who you spoke to and spoke with on Saturday, and he's all things garment. He's all things garment. And he is our superb teacher in the area of the Episcopal protocol as well. And then you have Minister Sherita, who is our correspondent. She is all the correspondence you receive from Minister Sherita Tate is directly involved with the ordination, and you should always be sure to open that up. And then we have Pastor Marlette Lazarus. She is our all-around support for all things. Wherever there is a need, she is there helping to build and to repair and to connect with. We have Elder Deborah Wilson. She is all things accountability partner. It is her task and her joy to make sure that that element of your training is in place and functioning as it should be. And we have Elder Yvette Trim, and her task is the vision and mission part of that which you are going to be doing, helping to direct you and navigate you and steer you into a clearer understanding and clarifying that which is placed upon you and the office in which you rest in. We have Lady Minister Dantes Harrington, and she is a correspondent for those that are not technologically inclined, and so she does our care outreach for that aspect of the retreat. And I pray I have not forgotten anybody on the line, the committee member, if I've forgotten someone, please let me know. We do have Lady Jan Hooks is in charge of the IT of this area, which is, to her frustration, kind of stalled out at this point. But we are definitely willing to perfect those things that relate to the Lord God, our Father and our Master. And so and you have me. Overseer Paulette, and I am the consecration coordinator for the AEN, and what I do is intake everything and then make sure it is dissimulated into the areas that will give it their own specialties. We want to share with you just briefly before we go into the presentation what the AEN is, so that you understand the organization that is conferring this upon you. And we will go into more detail on it when Bishop is back from the Bible land. But we do want you to know that what the history and the vision and mission is for the AEN, what our mandate and what our assignment is, so that you may more clearly understand who you are connected to. The Apostolic Ecumenical Network vision was revealed by the Holy Spirit in 1989 during a citywide youth ministry, Believing, Abiding, and Living, symbol in Toledo, Ohio. While in prayer, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dr. Harvey and said, "Open the phone book. Look through all the denominations of churches. I want to use you to bridge the gap." At that time, Apostle Houghton, in the early years of her ministry, did not know what to do with that revelation, but held on to it within her heart. It was in the year 2011 when God mandated the formation of the network. And in the summer of 2011, Labors for Christ, Apostolic Ecumenical Community Network of Kingdom Covenant Churches and Ministries was birthed. The sole purpose of the network is to provide training, business tools, resources, and spiritual covering, accountability to individuals, leaders, faith-based organizations, churches, and or ministries. And memberships in this network does not require the relinquishing of membership, loyalty, or affiliation to already or future established relationships you might have. The network has since grown. In the original name of the network was modified to Labors for Christ Apostolic Ecumenical Network, or as you will always hear us referencing, the AEN. Because we are many members in one body, the opportunity for networking should extend far beyond the walls of our organization and or borders of countries. It is our heart's desire through networking, partnering, symposiums, conferences, global evangelistic missions, and or conversations that the love of God would bring us to a new commonality other than water and the basic tenets of our faith. The mission within the faith that are represented under the ecumenical umbrella are expressed gold as an apostolic community is to network within these faiths, bridging us to a place of unity in Abba Father. The mission, the vision, we stand as an accessible covering and accountability center in ministry to provide training, teaching, and equipping of leaders to empower people. And under this vision, this is where the ordination piece of the organization was birthed. Leaders, the church leaders and ministry leaders, had need of laborers and leaders to train them and to walk them through the process of walking in their office. The AEN candidacy program was developed. The ordination consecration program came into effect. So there are many churches and leaders and ministry organizations that are involved. They send referrals to the AEN, and then we reach out to these different individuals from different churches and organizations, and we provide this training that you find yourself in right now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So hopefully this gives you a brief outline and kind of view of who you are laboring among. And so at that, we have established a weekly connection so that we might bring the training and information to you in digestible pieces, if you will, as opposed to just dumping everything at one time. And we're not able to all ought to meet physically because you're located all over the country. This year we have 20 candidates from at least four states, if I get this correct, from four states. And so as a result, this technology, praise the Lord, and praise the Lord for, you know, all of those that work in that IT field, come together so that we can present this. We can come together as a team, as a unit, and receive the same consistent training and information as one another. And if there are times when people are not available, they're able to then go to the archive of each one of our training sessions, and they can listen to any past sessions that we may have had.
And that way, if you don't quite get what happened at this meeting, or you called in late, or something that distracted you and you weren't able to, all of it, you can always go back for future reference to the archive. And that is found in the information that we are going to go through today that is a part of your 2017 ordination informational schedule. That is a very important document, and every time we come together, I do encourage you to have it. You make notes on it, make notes in your notebooks that you were given. If you weren't at that first orientation meeting and you did not get notebooks, I encourage you to get one so that you can jot notes and take down any changes that might also come and note them on your ordination informational schedule. If you don't have that, you can just text me at my phone number, which is 630-701-4303. I am your contact person. So we ask that you not really reach out to any of the committee members, but we want to go through one source so that we track all of our information, track everything that's done and how it's done, so that we later can come back to make a good assessment of it. So as long as we have a good trail established, then we can function decent and in order. And so the first order of our meeting will be, other than housekeeping and prayer, we'll be looking at scriptures, two different sets of scriptures. You are going, as candidates, be responsible to present. The first set of scriptural presentations will come from our spiritual present preparations. These were four sets of scriptures given to us by Prophet Michael when it started, and this is our goal of study and prayer. And they were broken up into the Noah assignment, provision for a calling, the passion for the calling, and then the garment of the calling. We went over the garments of the calling last Saturday, and so if you missed it and you weren't part, you can get that online at the www.blogtalkradio.com/LSC-WordLifeCenter. And so today we will start that with who's up for today, Pastor Pat Murphy. And then we will go to the accountability presentations, scripturally based elements in our accountability partnering program, and we will have that this week from Sister Margaret James and Evangelist Kelly Kennedy and Dr. Dorothy, if she is on the line. That was our first team. So we will start with the Noah assignment by Pastor Pat Murphy. Pastor Pat?
Good evening. Good evening. My assignment is for the reading of Genesis 6, 5 through 8, the Amplified Version, and the topic there would be Noah's assignment. The scripture reads, "The Lord saw the wickedness, depravity of man was great on the earth, and that every imagination or intent of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. The Lord regretted that he had made mankind on earth, and he was deeply grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy or annihilate mankind whom I have created from the surface of the earth, not only man, but the animals and the crawling things and the birds of the air, because it deeply grieves me to see mankind sin, and I regret that I have made them. But Noah found favor and grace in the eyes of the Lord." Bless the reading of the word. In this passage of scripture, we find that God himself had to look at his creation. He had to critique where they were, and he had to decide that there was correction necessary. Who would carry this out but a man that he, God himself, had found divine grace, favor, that he was not perfect, but he was indeed a man that had followed God. Our assignment is to look at what Noah did. He lived a life that was pleasing to God, that it was so pleasing to God that he had singled him out to do a work for him, a work that Noah had never done before, that he did not understand, but yet he went forth nevertheless. There was a pleasure to God. Although we are far from perfect, we can follow Noah's example and be a pleasure to God in the midst of sin that surrounds us. We must be willing to do the work that's assigned to our hands, even when we don't know the outcome, even when God has not revealed how this thing is going to work in his divine plan for mankind. We must go forward with dignity, respect, always being the ambassadors of God so that he may count us worthy for his favor and his assignment. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Now, are there any questions? You're all on speaker, and all you have to do is take your phone off of mute, and dialogue is definitely encouraged. This is a time of learning and sharing, you with us and us with you. So you definitely have an opportunity to ask questions, to add comments, if you have your own perspective, because this is something that we're all supposed to be looking at as we go through this process. Each one of these presentations are going to be approximately 5 minutes. Thank you, Pastor Pat. It was brief, and that's a blessing, and yet it was full and rich. And so this is how these presentations will go. For the accountability, only those that are going through this process for the first time are going to be required to do these presentations. And so we will start now with Sister Margaret, along with Evangelist Kelly and Dr. Dorothy, if she's on the line. And their first one, well, they'll tell us.
Okay, over here, I'm going on last. Is Dr. Dorothy on the line?
Dr. Dorothy, you have to take your phones off speaker, off of you, and you'll be can hear. There is generally a little 5-second delay. Is Sister Margaret on the line? I do know that she was out of town as well in Florida, so I don't know if she's called in. But it just sounds like it's you. So, praise the Lord. You may go for it.
Okay. Is Sister Margaret on the phone?
No, I didn't hear anyone, no.
Okay, because I just spoke to her about 1:45, and she said she was going to be on. But our verse is 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, about being joyful and prayerful. And it reads as such from the Amplified: rejoice always and delight in your faith. Be unceasing and persistent in prayer. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. And as that relates to me as an ordination candidate, as an accountability partner to an ordination candidate, it has been a great stretching. It has prayer life in such a way that I can't even begin to explain. But I thank God for it. I've somewhat taken a beating, should I say, in the spirit. But because I have become prayer, I am thankful to God and what he is doing in me as well as through me and what he has called and anointed for me to be. And it elates me and causes me to rejoice that as I go through the process, even through the stretching and out of all this verse, the part that it jumped out to me because it was in parentheses, no matter what the circumstances, because it's not always, you know, dealing with the accountability partner. Satan knows just what we like and just how we like it. He knows our weaknesses. I've come under attack, you know, with my children. Two of them, I mean, we contact, but when they call me, I know there's an issue. And we have to go before the throne of grace. But they do have faith, so it's not like I'm babbling to someone who doesn't know where their source or their strength comes from. But I'm thankful for God through the process, and it's not easy. And I was sharing with Sister Margaret today, it seems like it's a little bit harder being an accountability partner as far as the warfare than it even was as an ordination candidate, because you sort of didn't know what to expect. But as an accountability partner, you know what to expect. But you have to be prayer for that person. And I am thankful that, you know, she is willing, she is open, she hears from God, and we're chugging right along.
Amen. So is Sister Margaret on the line?
I don't know. I'm going to get ready to call her, though, see if she picks up.
Okay, that'll be great. Elder Deborah?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
You're over the. Yes. You're. Did you have anything to add? Did you have anything to add?
I just wanted to say that I feel that it's very encouraging, Evangelist Kelly's. Report back or sharing was very encouraging, that God is stretching her through the process. I hope that other accountability partners that might be on the line would be willing to become prayer. That's a term that I've only heard Apostle Dr. Shaw, to become prayer for someone, but it does in fact stretch you, and I think that to be able to be excited about the process, to be committed to the process, is very encouraging. So I just think you did a great job, and for Pastor Pat as well, in expounding on Genesis.
Amen. Amen. So what we have for next week will be Elder Edward Parker and Pastor Antoine Harrington. They will present Philippians 4, 5 through 7, and the theme for their presentation as an element of the accountability process is surrendered to the process. So they will bring forth their presentation on next week. Praise the Lord. The list will go out shortly. As to the rest, but as we go from week to week, we will share with you who will be next. And then we have the person who will bring the presentation for provisions, which is on our informational sheet from Prophet Michael, Spiritual Preparation, is Nehemiah and the Provision.
And so we will have bringing that presentation. It's difficult to try to get someone that's going to be here because our presbytery that's in the Bible land now, and the people that bring this presentation are those that's gone through the process already. You may notice even on your sheet that it makes a reference to group one and group two. And group one are those that are going through for the first time. They're the ones that are going to be bringing our presentation as it relates to the accountability partners. And then the group two, who've gone through this process before, elevated to an office, that they're about to be elevated into another place of worship or consecrated or licensed and ordained, and they're the ones that will bring our presentation of as it relates to the scriptural reference. And for next week, trying to see who's on the line that's gone through before, who will be here and not out of the country. So we may have to give that to an accountability partner. We'll give that to LB Yvette. You are the accountability partner for Minister Patricia Wright, and you and she can bring that. Okay? Minister Pat is out of the state as well. We got a lot of people on the ground. Yes.
I want to make sure I have it correct. So next week you want me to bring forth provision coming from Nehemiah 1:3 through 4.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and my suggestion is to read the first and second chapter of Nehemiah and pull out the pieces that you need to present that, how God makes provision for our assignment.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. And since Elder Yvette is on the line, you want to share with us how the mission and vision statements are looking?
Okay. Until today, I hadn't received many, but I see today I got more. So I do have to look through them. Prior to that, there was one that was it really stood out. But again, I say, you know, with that too, you pray and ask God to give it to you, because I know for myself, when I was writing one for my ministry, I worked a week on it, and it was like, oh boy, this isn't it, okay. But, and then after a week, I thought I had it, and I went to bed and woke up, and then God said, that's not it. And I was like, oh, no. But in prayer, he will take you places and show you things and give you specifically what it is that you need. Preferably short, because, again, when you think of a vision, the vision is more or less the end product of it. And if you think of I can't remember if it's Habakkuk. The one that says write the vision, that is Habakkuk, and make it plain. And reason being for it to be simple and plain, because whoever sees that should be able to catch that vision, to see it, that they might be successful in the mission, which would be the work carrying out to get to the vision. So if you think
Hello?
Of it as a vision. Oh, you can't hear me?
Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
No.
Okay,
oh.
This is Margaret.
Okay, hold on, Sister Margaret. Elgivette is speaking right now.
Oh, all right.
Okay,
sorry. So then the
the vision being like the end of the thing you see it. And the example I always use is one of someone who sees an old rundown warehouse. But when they see it, the vision would be the end results of it. Could be a beautiful banquet room or some type of facility of quite eloquence. But initially in that vision, when they first saw it, it looked nothing like what the end results would be. And the mission would be the work that's going to be done, how to conduct and carry it out, or the things that will be happening to get to that place. Because we are in AEN, I think scripture is nice to put it there, but it is not absolutely necessary when you write out your mission and your vision. Okay?
Amen. Thank you, Elder. Thank you. Sister Margaret?
Yes, I am on. Thank God for my accountability partner. I don't know what happened with our connection. I could hear everything that you all were saying, but you guys couldn't hear me. So for sure, that just ties into 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. I definitely know that we have to pray. Where's the one? Three. That we have to pray continuously. I want to have someone read something for me.
Okay.
Father, how does it pertain to me in my ordination? Rejoice always. Because of this journey, I am learning there are new challenges and obstacles. Therefore, in this scripture, it assures us that we can rejoice in our faith, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
And having said that, having said that with the simple challenges, how many times have I called in the Blog Talk and had no problem? And for something that just happened tonight, I pray daily, constantly, and rejoicing that Satan has no victory here. Even with this one, this is just such a testimony. Just this one, trying to hinder it, but yet it's still victory succeeded. And so
Amen.
That's what I was trying to say.
Amen. Thank you so much. We have a few other things we want to do, but I want to stop here with Sister Margaret because she has an awesome testimony, and I'm going to use it to encourage people who may be having problems completing the assignments. We have a whole list of individuals who have not made their deadline yet. I won't call off names, but you know who you are. And I want to encourage you to do the requirements. And there's really nothing too hard for God. And no matter how
Amen.
You can, and I'm not sure whether or not you all know that Sister Margaret is visually impaired. And so there's a lot of what we are asking her to do that initially was extremely overwhelming for her, understandably, because it's stuff she had to read and do, and that wasn't necessarily the easiest task for her to do. However, because she had a willing spirit, can I tell your testimony? I'm going to tell it anyway.
Yes, you may.
And I won't tell all of the details, but I'll just tell the end result of what God did. And so part of one of your requirements, you're required to write your statement of faith. You know, and so many people, oh, what is that? Understand it, because how many times are we asked to do that? So it's not something that's common mm-hmm. and something that we're used to doing.
Well, there are all kinds of roadblocks and frustrations. And so, you know, you have the internet, which is a wonderful source. You know, you ask it anything and it'll bring something up to you. But you have to know to ask. And so because Sister Margaret availed herself to some teachings from the ministry and some of the programs that the AEN provides to enlighten and enrich your life and your walk and your ministry, that as she shared that with the ministry, and she took advantage of that, and while she was listening, one of the presenters at another event presented something that the Holy Spirit was able to use to trigger something that was inside of her. And so she thought, oh, she said, what I believe. And I want you to know that what she ended up doing was submitting as her document, a statement of faith, a song. And this song, I'm going to let everybody know, will become the theme of this year's retreat. Because the theme of the retreat, can anybody tell me what the theme of the retreat is? Anybody on the line? Everybody on the line. Well, what, huh?
Because I believe.
Because you believe.
Because
exactly.
I believe.
Because you believe. And Minister, Sister Margaret, what does your song say? You can sing it if you like. Sister Margaret? Her phone may be dropping because she is in Florida. However,
we didn't hear what you said. What's the song?
I asked Sister Margaret, what does her song say? Can you pull it up? Okay. Her song that is going to be the theme song for this year, 2017 AEN Assembly, is I Believe. And so the song lists everything she believed. And I encourage you to hear it, listen to it. It's a They have a lot of different versions. Jack Mullen, I believe, is the author's name. And it's I Believe What I Believe, and What I Believe Makes Me Who I Am. And so it became such a perfect statement of faith, and it was in form of music. And so, you know, this is what the anointing on each one of you's lives, the gifts that's in you, you know, the Lord will pull it out. She's a very creative person in her gifts and her gifts assessment. These are the things that it indicates, and this is what she did to answer her questions and to present her forms, her documents. It's a wonderful song. Again, I encourage you guys to, you know, you get it online and do that, and you know, you can, you know, hear, listen to it, and it starts a little slow, but the words are awesome. And then it gives you the scriptures of what it is it's saying. It tells you the scriptures. And so that's just a testimony of how important it is to be committed to doing the work. Even when you don't know how to do it or you don't know what to do, if you're committed to doing it, Holy Spirit will guide you through it. He will guide you through these processes because each one of these forms, each one of your written requirements, and as you look at your informational sheet, and it looks really long, but each item on it, it's something specific that Holy Spirit has given this leadership to present to candidates to prepare them for the calling and the anointing that will happen, that is in on their life, and for the manifestation of it as the laying on of hands takes place. It takes all of this to prepare you for when hands are laid upon you, to purge out that which shouldn't be, to circumcise that which needs to go, to implant and seed that which needs to be there, to stir up some things. And that's what committing yourself to doing these forms and to presenting this paperwork, this information, that's what it'll do. And it also equips the ministry as we assess what you turn in. It gives us the ability to correctly help you navigate to your perfection, you know, as it is our has been conferred upon us by God on this part of the road that you're traveling, on this part of your journey. We have a task that we must do. We have an assignment that we must fulfill. And so when you do these things, then it becomes a tool that is a perfecting tool, and it is an equipping tool. I do want to stress and encourage to those who must submit some rather difficult information for June 15th, and anything that you submit other than your mission and vision statement that goes to Elder Yvette, and your gift assessment and your personality, all of those go to me. Your statement of faith, all of your relational intimacy questionnaire, emotional status, those are for my eyes only. No one else will view those forms that you turn in. So I encourage you to be painfully honest, be prayerfully purposeful in what you write there, so that it may reveal those things to you that need to happen, and it will help equip the ministry to proceed on your behalf more effectively. And not the answers that you think should be, but the answers that are true. So, and it is what it is, because it's through that that we're able to prescribe certain things that may bring deliverance or assistance or clarity or additional insight that you may need as you meet different challenges in ministry. Because when you minister to others, oftentimes you are going to expose yourself to things that may become triggers for stuff that's in you that you weren't aware of. And we don't want wounded leaders. And so this is what brings that stuff to the surface, and then it is addressed at some point in some way as you go through this process. It will come to the surface, and it will be properly resolved. Now, one of the things, as I say, is for my eyes only, except for your vision and your mission. That is what goes to Elder Yvette. Now, your defend the faith question, and if you're in group one, that's defend the faith questions, is about 50 or 60 so questions that you are to answer, thought out, and basically not a yes-no answer. Basically, you should have detailed a paragraph of two or three sentences at least. That and your answer to your theological question will go to Bishop, Pastor Hooks, Elder Arlette, or myself. That's just your defender phase and your theological questions. And actually, I think to Elder Yvette and, I mean, Elder Deborah as well. But your relational intimacy questionnaire, your emotional status, those are for my eyes only. And so please be confident that what you submit is held in confidence and only report it to the apostle. And even she won't look at them, but she will just accept the explanation and the information that I feel that should be reported to her. None of this eliminates anybody from the process, but it just perfects us as we walk through the process. Are there any questions or comments, concerns?
I do have a comment. This is Margaret. I would like to say my cup runneth over simply because in this moment right now, how real 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 is becoming so real, so, my God, so real. And again, I would like to thank my accountability partner. I would like to thank you, Overseer, and I would thank everyone that's on the line. I did not, and I will be honest with you, when this all began, I didn't know what richness, oh, I didn't know the richness of this. And when I talked to some that, and now it's made me kind of say it in a different light, not necessarily walk in the office of, but they are addressed by the office of evangelist. And I ask them, well, girl, did you have to go through this? How did you make it? Go, oh no, I didn't go so and so just, and they ordained me, and they never went through this. And I'm saying, oh, you don't know what you missed. You that car wash effect is not it. You have no idea what you have missed if you have not gone through this process of walking this journey, just having someone tap you on the head with the magic holy wand and say, you are not an evangelist. Oh, my God, that's not it. That's not it. At least that's not it for me. I'll say it like that. I'm just so grateful, even as I start to cry, because I feel like I can't do this. And this is so hard. And then it's not that I want somebody to do it for me or to hold my hand, but the support that laborers and everyone around laborers and the A-E-N. See, yep. I'm learning because I took that lightly, too. I said the A something or whatever. So now I'm learning. I'm learning what that is all about. And I just want to say thank you. I appreciate it. I got my family here tied up in Florida. I had my cousin on his computer. And then when my cousin came out, I go, you got to read this. And I just know that it's not that I'm out there looking for anybody else vision impaired and blind, but I just know that there will be others. And I know that there's some that are already there. And it's just little things, because when I wrote this out, and I'm thinking, well, how can I get them to hear? I want to answer the question. So it's just some of the, and I welcome anyone's suggestions who are well with technology. I welcome your suggestions. I appreciate it. And I would like to say on that very first meeting that we had at Laborers, just in case someone perhaps saw something that looked like a cell phone and it has several buttons on it, it's called a Victor Stream, and the ordinary person would not know what to do. I have misplaced mine. And it's a $400 item, but in case someone just kind of run across it and I picked it up, and it belongs to me, and I would love to have it back. The Lord blessed me with it, and I didn't appreciate it at the time when I got it. But now, little did I know, it was given to me for such a time as this. So
amen.
I'm believing God that I will get it back. I've looked through my home and everything, but I have not been able to find it since that first day. I don't know, but I ask your prayers as well. But
amen.
That's what I wanted to say.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Margaret. I take liberty only because I have checked in advance and I knew that it would be okay. And but I do. I appreciate the
thank
the
you
care.
For that. I didn't know about that. Yeah. Thank you. And I will tell you, I will pray that it will it will set your soul on fire as it did mine. And if you can sit through that song of what I believe, God bless you. But don't look at me strange. I'm telling you now, I will not have on the eyelashes, but I will dance. Okay.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Margaret. And it has brought me a great moments of worship and since she shared it with me. And the only reason I don't share it with you guys is I don't do it on my phone without hanging up on everybody. So Apostle Creed, is the Creed, Apostle Creed by, I think his name is Jack Mullen.
Mm-hmm. No, it's on YouTube.
Yes, it's on YouTube.
And some may think it's a little quirky because it's starts out sounding like a banjo. But I'm country,
you
too,
know what,
so, hey, Margaret, what can I say?
Thank you, Margaret. Okay, so at this point, we do want to open the lines for other questions, comments, insights, concerns, and because we want to stay true to your time. And we do have Elder Dr. Parker on the line who will give us a quick overview of what your consecration is going to look like. But it is open for questions, comments.
Yeah, I did have a question. If you wanted to review Blog Talk, is it the same number or is it a different number?
Okay, if you want to review Blog Talk, you have to sign in on your computer. You have to go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/LFC hyphen Word Life Center, and then you go to On Demand Session. And when you see the, as you arrow down, you'll see the different on-demand sessions that you can pull up. But you you have to do it on a computer or a tablet, probably, to do it on that as well. Or your phone, if you go online on your phone, you can do it on that as well. Yeah. Rich moments. Okay, thank you. Anybody else? Any more questions or comments or concerns? If not, Elder Dr. Parker?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You give us an overview of what our coming time is.
If I'm looking at the time correct, my overview has to be like 1 minute?
You can do 2 minutes.
Okay, 2 minutes, and I am long-winded. So praise the Lord.
Well, you know what?
Oh,
okay,
I admit.
Elder. No,
but
right.
Let me just say this, in the midst of being prepared for next week, consider the Christ-centered life, and to live is Christ. So to live is Christ, and the Christ-centered life, that is what we're going to look at in view of his parables.
Amen.
So to live is Christ. And the Christ-centered life, and what we're going to look at is the parable. When I say his parables, I mean the parables of Jesus Christ. And those don't know. But enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and it is wonderful doing his walk with you all.
Amen, amen. I think we've got the song up, and we're going to end
with
this song. Hello? Any questions or comments? If someone else has something? Okay. We're going to hold on. Turn it down. And Pastor Margaret, Pastor Marlette will end us in prayer. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you. We honor you and we adore you, Lord God. We feel that which has been imparted into us, Father God, on every level, Father, with the blood of your Son, Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that in this week of reflection and preparation until next Thursday, our confession will be what we believe, Father God, and it will dispel
the lie of the enemy of inadequacy and unpreparedness and unreadiness and unworthiness, Father God, for this next elevation and this next call, this next step and this next area of ministry in our lives, Father God. So we thank you and praise you. We release, Father God, over those who are being prepared to be ordained and to be elevated, Father God, under Senator's anointing to do that which has been called upon them and required of them to do and to complete. And so, God, we glorify you. We pray that you will watch over us. Thank you for our ministry and our warring angels, Father God, who will take charge over us daily, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we honor you and we thank you, Father God, because for such a time as this, you saw a need, Father God, for that which you have anointed us with to be imparted into the earth, Father God. And so we thank you, Father God, that the yes of those candidates, Father God, will be the yes of the candidates, Father God, will be that which the earth needed, Father God. And so we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I hope you can hear the song. Is it up? I believe in God the Father. Amen, amen, and it goes on and on about what we believe. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so I encourage you to enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and that is Rich Mullen, the Apostle Creed. Thank you, and we'll talk next week. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Amen.